One of the best parts of the University of Arkansas's location is that a number of restaurants are within walking distance. However, returning students may discover that some of their favorite dining spots have moved away during the summer. When traveling east along Dixon Street from the edge of the UA campus, one of the first eateries that comes into view is Gino's Pizza. Well, it was until the summer. In July, Gino's moved to its new location at 2920 Martin Luther King Boulevard, just across from Walmart in Fayetteville. Donna Looper explains that she and her husband bought the pizzeria a little over 3 years ago. Her husband used to work at a pizza place on Dixon Street when he was younger, and so when the opportunity to buy Gino's arose, they took it. She explains that the reason their business is no longer located on Dixon is because of paid parking.
On Dixon Street, it's very limited parking, and the location, we only had one parking place allotted to us for the store. So when they put in the paid parking, you know, it definitely kept a lot of people off of Dixon Street. We were having to pay parking for our employees. And when you have to pay parking for your own employees, you know, then it really becomes a serious issue. And I assume that's that way for everybody on Dixon Street, you know, because it is all public parking, or used to be public parking. But, you know, even I think maybe parking meters would have been a better way to go with that, because people do know how to put money into a parking meter. The machines, I think, were very difficult. Had a lot of customers come in and say, I don't understand this, you know, coming in to get change for the machine because it wouldn't give change back. And business actually had gone down somewhere around 40%.
She explains that the effects of paid parking on their business were immediate.
When people found out it was free till 2, they came back. The students would park on the street. And then when it became 2 o'clock, the streets were just dead. I mean, you could look out, and it was kind of like a ghost town. People would come back up, you know, at night and stuff. But when they put the meters, where the way they were set up in front of our place is you had to walk down a block or a half a block to pay. Well, once people start down the street and they have to pay, they're not coming back up because they're headed down, you know, to the bars or wherever. So, you know, it was a pretty immediate hit for us. And then, you know, they started booting people's vehicles, and it just became a real sour. We had lots of customers, you know, even out here, we've had people say, you know, we're so glad you moved out here because, you know, we just don't want to fight it going down there and trying to figure out the parking and pay to park and all that kind of stuff. So it's been a better move for us.
Since moving, Looper says she has already seen a change in clientele. The new location has brought in more families and older couples, but she still has some younger kids who come by for their Gino's fix. Overall, she believes the move will be a positive change.
We absolutely love the new location. We have our own parking. We have drive-through. It's, you know, a lot bigger store. We have a party room so we can have birthday parties, ball games, that type of thing. So we're pretty excited about it. Good location, I think. It's a lot of traffic outside.
Further east on Dixon, a white building with blue accents used to house Cosmo's Greek Cafe. Now the business has moved to 2136 North College Avenue. Owner Catherine Theodore says the reason she and her husband moved their business was because of timing.
We've been open 5.5 years, and about a year ago we started looking at other locations because we were renting on Dixon, so we wanted to purchase a location. So the timing and happened. This one came available in March, and as soon as it came available, we had a real estate agent on it, and within a month we had purchased it. So, and the real estate was a really good price, and so that was the reason we moved.
She says she noticed a little decline in business when paid parking began, but it didn't affect them very much. She speculates that it may have been because they offered a unique product.
It happened to be the exact timing as when we found this location. We didn't like it, obviously. You know, you don't like for someone to have to pay to visit your business, but I can't really say that it was our reason to move.
Theodore says the new building fits them perfectly, and the location has introduced them to some new customers.
We do like the location. It was kind of, you know, we don't know. They call it Midtown now, and we didn't know whether Midtown would be how Midtown is, but it seems to be, we're doing great so far, so we've seen a huge difference in business.
In clientele? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our clientele's kind of, we still get the same students. We see our familiar faces, but we get a lot of older people now that never would come down to Dixon Street. So a lot of new customers. A lot of people say, like, oh, there's a new Greek place opening on college. We didn't know. We've been here a couple of years, so they just didn't know about us.
Theodore adds that the new building will allow them to offer more amenities to their customers.
Well, it's larger and much better laid out, and we have our own parking lot, and we have a pickup window, so people can just call ahead and pick up at the window, so they don't have to get out of their car, and it's ours. It's larger, and it's more convenient.
Just a few blocks north on College Avenue, you'll find Feltner Brothers' newest location. This business isn't moving from its current spot just off Dixon. It's expanding. Travis Feltner is one of the restaurant's owners.
We want a second location because the response that we've received off of Dixon Street far exceeded our expectations. We certainly expected to do well, but we just felt like there was a demand for us, and we hope we're right once we open. But we've got a real small location over there. Parking is fairly limited. We're fortunate in our building that we do have at least some free parking. But here at this building, we're going to have plenty of free parking. We've almost close to doubled our seats. We have 63 seats over there. That's inside and outside total. Here we have 64 seats inside alone, and we're going to have 40 seats outside on the patio. So we were able to significantly increase our free parking and significantly increase our number of seats. And with this kind of business, it's all about being able to seat as many people as possible.
The new location will still feature hot dogs and hamburgers, but the owners have decided to add a new type of beverage to the menu.
Here, we've decided not to put a bar in, because a bar usually signifies, you know, a younger hangout, younger crowd type place. Instead, here we've decided to use that extra space for a milkshake machine, which we don't have those on Dixon Street off of Dixon. So a milkshake machine, we feel like, definitely screams families with kids or elderly folks that want a good old-fashioned hamburger, cheeseburger with a milkshake, because that kind of takes them back. And this building itself actually has a little history. I don't know if you know about its history. Back in the 50s and 60s, this was a Vic Mon drive-in, which was the precursor to Sonic. So out in the parking lot, there were these big, huge awnings where you pulled up underneath them with a little order terminal there, and you placed your order, and they brought it out to your car. And there was this one here, and there was one in Springdale. And we've been told by a lot of folks that grew up and went to Fayetteville High School in the 60s that that's what the cruisers used to do. They'd cruise from this one to the one in Springdale, and they would cruise back.
Feltner says there were several factors that went into the decision to open a second location, including free parking and more seating.
We decided to expand a little sooner than we had originally planned on, but we're excited about it. We're not looking back now. I mean, once you make a decision, you just got to go with it, and so we're rocking and rolling.
Feltner says he has tried to step back from the paid parking issue and focus on the positive aspects of his business, such as working on the completion of the new restaurant.
I talked to somebody the other day, and another business owner off Dixon, and asked how things were, and he said paid parking's hurting. And I was asked by a local TV station last week about the paid parking, of course, if we still hear complaints. And the one thing I said was this, and my opinion was confirmed by this other business owner. I said, here's the way it is. Initially, we heard a lot of complaints. Do we hear as many complaints anymore? No. Does that mean the problem is gone? No, the complaints are still there. We just don't hear them because we don't see those customers anymore. It's hard to hear the complaints from the complainers because they have just said, I'm not going down to Dixon Street anymore. And that's why it's just a big web of you're never going to get all the answers. You're never going to know all the details because it's just the way it is.
Over the past few months, the Dixon Street landscape has changed and now features several chain restaurants like Waffle House and Chipotle, and fewer local eateries, a fact that Gino's Pizza owner Donna Looper laments.
To me, that's not authentic. It's not original. It's, the chains have more money, and they have more backing than just a mom-and-pop owner who's trying to make it in their own hometown kind of thing. But I don't know. I don't like seeing the chains come in, and it's nothing against them. It's just, Dixon Street is just Dixon Street. It's original. People go down there because it's funky. And, and I guess it still is, but, it's just not going to be a part of us. So I'll miss Dixon Street, but I just won't miss the problems that we have with the parking and all that kind of stuff down there.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Gray.